Over the past 4 years, the British government has approved arms exports of up to £4 billion to Saudi Arabia, despite grave human rights violations in the kingdom. New figures released by the watchdog Campaign Against the Arms Trade show London approved licenses worth £112 million to Saudi Arabia in 2012 alone. The items included aircraft, helicopters, drones, armored vehicles, tanks, and crowd control ammunition grenades. The arms sales have irked many rights activists who say Britain exports weapons to authoritarian regimes, which then use them to suppress dissent. The British Premier, David Cameron, who visited Saudi Arabia twice last year, has defended the arms sales to Persian Gulf countries as, quote, entirely legitimate. Well, let's find out if Elias Farhad, who's a retired Army general, agrees with David Cameron there. He joins us from Beirut. Elias Farhad, UK Prime Minister David Cameron saying the arms sales is legitimate in the case of Saudi Arabia. What is your reaction?
I mean, it's legitimate because it's from state to state. But the Western media disclosed a lot of corruption in these arms deals, mainly what the deal was called the Yamama deal, where the defense minister and the late defense minister was accused to take bribes more than $150 million, and of them some Lebanese dealers who mediated between the two governments and took a lot of money, and this comes amid a dispute between the princes of the royal family on the position of defense and authority of defense in this Saudi the kingdom. You notice that last month, in a strange step, King Abdullah fired the deputy defense minister, Prince Khalid bin Sultan, and replaced him by the former commander of the Saudi Navy. And later he fired the Air Force commander, and replaced him by another general from the Saudi Air Forces. So this dispute or conflict between the Saudi princes is about what is what was leaked into the Western media, a lot of briberies and commissions from the deals of with Britain in the Yamama and other deals. So the legitimacy that Mr. Cameron talked about it is that it's from a state to state. He tries to cover the accusations of the bribery in the Western media and towards the public opinion inside Britain rather than to cover it inside Saudi Arabia.
Well, not to mention the fact that it's the arms sales that brings money, it keeps the manufacturers busy in terms of employment, etc. But the other angle about this is that the sales of arms to regimes that suppress dissent, in this case Saudi Arabia, which is known to have done that, isn't there something wrong with that aspect of it, of which it has obviously irked many rights activists and human rights organizations?
Yes, the human rights organizations, they do not move, alone in such movements against arms sales, because you know that the United States took an arms sale with Saudi Arabia with more than $50 billion, and no one of these organizations moved to disapprove or to object on this on these arms sales. But as to Britain, now I think it's something slightly different from the United States, because the British government is now in between to listen to the human rights organization, which accused the Saudi government of oppressing the people in the eastern part of the kingdom, and to intervening in Bahrain as well, and between their interest in selling a deal with £4 billion, which means that a lot of people will they keep more jobs, and for the big companies of arms that will work years and years in order to meet the requirements. And
okay, thank you very much, Elias Farhad, retired Army general, there talking to us from Beirut.